Would you know a miracle if you saw it? For that matter, if God were right in front of you, would you know it? There's a common lament amongst Christians, especially on the internet, that we just don't see miracles like they used to see in biblical times anymore. They argue that we don't see God parting waters or smiting people or bringing people back to life or performing feats outside the realms of reason and physics. Many of them long to see some sort of proof that God is here and that God cares and that God is still acting. In the early 1920s, Lauritz Melchior, an opera singer, was practicing outdoors in his garden in Munich. Nothing about that day was out of the ordinary. He took a breath, and as he sang, "Come to me, my love, on the wings of light," a woman fell on him. Well, more precisely, she landed at his feet. By 1925, the two would be married. "I thought she came from heaven," Melchior remembers thinking at the time. Was this a miracle? Let's try another example. There is a species of snail that can walk on water, just like Jesus in today's gospel story. Now, I guess it's not exactly walking per se. It's more like hanging from the water. Let me describe it. So you walk yourself up to the edge of a pond, and you look down into the water, and there, to your surprise, you see a snail, probably many snails, floating upside down just below the water surface. You may even laugh to yourself, well, you just don't see that every day. But then you notice that the snail isn't floating. It's swimming. Slowly but surely, it is moving forward, suspended from some invisible tightrope. Why doesn't it sink? Why is it upside down? How is it moving forward? Nature? Or holy hocus pocus? In 2003, Dorothy Fletcher was on board a plane from Manchester to Florida for her daughter's wedding. Somewhere above the Atlantic Ocean, Dorothy had a heart attack. Now, arguably, an airplane is one of the worst places to have any kind of medical episode. I mean, if you think about it, you are hurtling through the air in basically a pressurized tin can with only the items on board and the help potentially hours or miles away. But a flight attendant immediately called out to see if there was a physician on the plane. To everyone's astonishment, and to Miss Fletcher's benefit, someone stood up. Huzzah! This tin can has a doctor on board. But then something happened. Another person stood up. And then another. And then another. In total, there were 15 physicians on that plane. And even more amazingly, they were all cardiologists, heart doctors. Together, they made quick work of stabilizing Ms. Fletcher, getting an IV started, and beginning treatment. The plane made an emergency landing in North Carolina, where Ms. Fletcher was taken to the hospital. There, she made a swift and excellent recovery, and a week later was happily sitting in Kissimmee, Florida, attending her daughter's wedding. pretty incredible, right? Is God at work here? So I'm curious, would you know a miracle if you saw it or heard about it? Would you know if God was acting right in front of you? And that's just what the disciples are struggling with in today's gospel story. Jesus has recused himself up in a mountain for some privacy after feeding the 5,000. Actually, it was more like 15,000 if you include women and children. And at the same time, the disciples get on a boat to cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. As the disciples are rowing across the lake, a storm began and strong winds were making the sea rough. Then, when they were about halfway across the lake, they turn and they see Jesus walking out to them, walking on the water. He's coming nearer and nearer to their boat. And I think rightfully, they are terrified. But then Jesus does what Jesus does and said, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then just as they wanted to bring Jesus into the boat, bam, they've landed. They're at the other side. It all seems quite miraculous. You remember Lourdes Melchior that I mentioned earlier and the mysterious falling woman? The woman was the Bavarian actress Maria Hacker. She was parachuting to do a stunt for a movie. It just so happens that she landed at that particular place at that time. Is it still a miracle? Does it change anything for you? Or the snail? This particular species is able to trap a small bubble of water in its shell to help it stay buoyant. And then it uses the mucus on its foot to cling to the surface tension on the underside of the water. And then it ripples the edges of its foot to propel itself forward. Beyond the laws of physics? Not so much. But can God still have a hand in it? Or what about Ms. Fletcher on her plane of savior cardiologists? As it turns out, she was on a flight with those 15 cardiologists who are on their way from England to Florida for a cardiology conference. And what about the walking on water? Some scientists have pointed out that the area where Jesus walked on water at least 2,000 years ago would regularly get very, very cold. So cold, in fact, that a small section of the Sea of Galilee would freeze, enabling people to walk a ways out onto the water. Was Jesus walking on ice? Or defying nature? Now, I think it's easy to decide that something is miraculous when we can't explain it. But when we can, it normalizes it. It changes its category from something possible to something well within the realm of possibility. But why should that make it any less miraculous? A miracle is God's presence in our life. Miracles don't have to break the laws of nature. God created and put all those laws in place. And I think that God making God's self known within the confines of all of the bounds that we find on ourselves may actually be more impressive. God can act in ways that are real showstoppers, like walking on water, but God can also act in the still and calm moments after a storm. both are equally God. Both show that God is with us, that God loves us, and God pursues us in all the chaos of our lives. But this does beg the question, if God is with us and pursuing us at every single minute, where is God when we can't feel the divine presence? For that matter, where is God in the mundane, daily things that we do? I don't know. I can't answer that for you. Only you all know your lives. What I can do, though, is ask that you be open to the possibility that God is always working in your life. And if you look in the right way, you just might find God all around you.